Good morning. This is your Daily Berlin Briefing for June 21st, 2017. The minimum wage in Berlin will soon be raised from €8.50 to €9 per hour. The decision was made by the Berlin Senate on Tuesday. The raise will affect all employees in public administration, state enterprises, and the publicly subsidized employment sector. In addition, all companies that apply for public contracts must pay the new minimum wage to their employees. Berlin's Senator for Economy, Energy, and State Enterprises, Ramona Popp, from the Green Party, said the raise is due to the city's dynamic economic evolution and is intended to benefit people with smaller wallets. The Left Party demanded a minimum wage of €11.68 back in March, but is happy that this raise to €9 has been approved. In a coordinated nationwide raid against internet hate postings, a 60-man-strong police force searched the apartments of 10 suspects in Berlin and Brandenburg. Several laptops, smartphones, brass knuckles, as well as drugs were confiscated. The suspects' ages range from 17 to 66 years old, and they are accused of incitement of the public via illegal content posts on social media. Most of the individuals have a political right background, with the exception of two suspects from the political left. The nationwide raid was coordinated across 14 federal states in Germany to target crimes and radical speech on the internet. The German Minister of Justice, Heiko Maas, recently proposed a new law that would require social media platforms to delete obviously illegal content within 24 hours. If not, the companies would be subject to a hefty fine. As of now, posting hate sentiments that qualify as incitement of the public can be punished with a prison term of up to 5 years. Berlin is expected to grow by 180,000 people by the year 2030. This estimation comes from a report by the city's Administration of Urban Development. This number matches the population of Potsdam and Lubin combined. In 2016, 61,000 new Berliners were registered. According to the report, the settlement of refugees was a significant factor. 330,000 new Berliners were registered since 2005, with the strongest growth in Mitte and Pankow. Currently, the official population is 3.7 million. In Blankenfeld im Mahlow in Brandenburg, two packs of household batteries caught fire inside a drugstore and injured 17 people on Monday evening. Though the batteries were immediately removed from the store, 17 customers and employees suffered breathing difficulties. Several ambulances were required to take them to nearby hospitals. Criminal technicians are investigating the reason for the fire and if there is reason to suspect a crime. Union Berlin has decided to increase their stadium capacity from 22,000 to 37,000. The Stadion an der Alten Försterei has a unique character, which the management wants to preserve during the extension. The fans are also actively involved in the process. In the past, they helped to renovate the stadium with their own hands. The costs are estimated at €38 million, and the goal is to have construction finished by 2020, which would mark the 100th birthday of the stadium. Today is the longest day of the year. Many Berliners are celebrating it with the Fête de la Musique, a free festival that was initiated in 1995. Between 4 and 10 p.m., acoustic performing artists are allowed to play music in all public squares and parks without a special permission, as long as the music is not disturbing protected institutions like hospitals, schools, or memorials. Additionally, 116 open-air and indoor concert locations were registered this year, where electronically amplified music can be performed. This is 25 locations more than last year and marks a new record. Outdoor music must end by 10 p.m., but the party will continue at the indoor locations at the Fête de la Nuit. To find all concert locations and performing artists in this year's festival, follow the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends and rate us on iTunes. Thanks for listening.